This is an ABC podcast.
Yeah, I'm feeling really good. It's great to be back with the Townsville team. I really missed it, and yeah, I'm just really glad.
That's Shyla Heal, daughter of Aussie hoops legend Shane Heal, after playing for her new team, Townsville. The young basketballer has had an eventful month. She ceased playing for her team in Sydney at the same time that her coach, aka Dad Shane, also disappeared from the sidelines. Now, Shyla has landed at WNBL contender Townsville in a move that's raised questions from rivals. What led to her mid-season departure, and did it have anything to do with Shane's situation at Sydney? I'm Patrick Stack. This is ABC Sport Daily. Megan Hustwaite writes on basketball. She commentates on basketball. She really, really likes basketball. Megan, for those who don't know, who is Shyla Heal?
Shyla Heal is one of Australian basketball's rising young stars. She's also part of the famous basketball family that is the Heals, the daughter of four-time Olympian Shane Heal. She's had a bit of experience playing for Australia. She's had a taste of the WNBA, and she's had an interrupted WNBL season.
You can certainly say that. Until this week, she was on the books of the Sydney Flames. Can you just give us an idea how her year was going to date?
Well, she's in the second year of a third-year deal at the Sydney Flames and being coached by her dad. And Sydney were winless for a lot of the WNBL season, which started in November, but were able to get a couple of wins before Christmas. So it's been a pretty lean year for Sydney, but Shyla's form had started to pick up.
Good defensive pressure there from Shervin. Heal for back-to-back triples. Yes!
Her last game for Sydney was on the 15th of January, and then things took a very dramatic and unexpected turn a few days later on the Wednesday when Sydney was set to host the Southside Flyers in the game of the round on a Wednesday night in Sydney, and that's where this story took a big twist.
Well, don't leave us hanging. Give us the twist. What happened after January 15?
Well, it was preparations for the next game against the Southside Flyers, who Lauren Jackson plays for. They're up the top end of the ladder, and it was going to be a really tough game for Sydney, but they were on their home floor on a Wednesday night, and it was the afternoon of the game when the Sydney Flames sent out two tweets. The first said that Coach Shane Heal would be unavailable to coach Sydney that night against the Southside Flyers, and the tweet just after said that Shyla Heal would be not taking the court that night due to personal reasons.
So the Flames will go in without their head coach and without their gun point guard.
And the story just really began to spread like wildfire. The circumstances were really completely unknown to the basketball world, the WNBL, but also the Sydney Flames. And I was up in Sydney to do sideline for that game, speaking to the players before the game. They really didn't have any idea of what was happening, and Shane and Shyla were absent that night and again that weekend for the second game of Sydney's big round. And the tweets followed again pre-game from Sydney, but no other details were put out by club or Shane or Shyla Heal. They went on to miss three games as coach and starting point guard before the story took another turn quite dramatically this week.
Shane Heal, the coach, has been missing for some time now. Is that absence permanent? What can you tell us about his standing with the Sydney Flames at this point in time?
So News Corp has reported that Sydney Flames are undertaking a club investigation into Shane Heal and his role as the Sydney Flames WNBL coach, which he's in the second season of. So he hasn't coached now for three games and has been replaced, at least in the interim, by his assistant, Shelley Gorman, a former Olympic medalist for Australia. Shane hasn't spoken until this week on his own basketball show.
I'm getting messages from journos all over the place. I can't say anything. My hands are tied. At some stage I'll be able to talk.
He answered a few questions around his and Shyla's welfare and said that they were fine and that we would hopefully see Shyla back very soon, and that happened to be the case.
We'll get on to Shyla and her sort of turn of events in just a moment. But just on Shane Heal, I mean, coaches split with sporting organisations all the time, but is there any indication as to why he might not be returning to coach the Sydney Flames?
No, it's been so hard to glean any sort of detail about what has happened. Both club and coach have had their lips sealed and really shut up shop about this one, aside from a few tweets and Shane making a few brief comments on his basketball show. But it's certainly the story on everyone else's lips within the basketball community, and I think sort of Australian sport and just the general public, because he is such a big figure in Australian basketball. You know, had success as a player, you know, famously took it up to Charles Barkley.
Now Barkley and Shane Heal at midcourt have to be separated by the official, and Karl Malone in the middle right now.
Well, this is totally uncalled for. The young man hit his fourth three, and when he made it, just watch right here. Whatever Barkley's saying to the kid, I don't understand it.
Played in four Olympics, and now Shile is coming through as part of that Australian basketball family. So he's definitely a well-known and colourful figure, and it's been a huge talking point over the last couple of weeks, and everyone really wants to know what's happened.
From Shyla's perspective, where does she find herself and how did she get there?
Everything's happened so quickly. It's quite unbelievable what's happened in the last 48 hours. So Tuesday, the Sydney Flames and Shyla Heal mutually agreed to part ways. So official confirmation she wasn't going to play for the Flames again this WNBL season. Once that was officially confirmed and the paperwork was done, Shyla signed with the Townsville Fire. Now, she played for the Fire in 2020, which was a hub season in Townsville, and she helped lead the Townsville Fire to a grand final. And really, that season put her on the map because it elevated her into the WNBA draft, into the Opal squad. So she has had experience and successful form playing at the Townsville Fire under Coach Shannon Sebum.
Yeah, look, really happy. She's a great kid. I obviously coached her in the hub, and, you know, she knows our team really well, knows me really well. So, you know, I think once we've got a bit of time to integrate her in and hopefully get Steph and Lauren back, we'll be looking all right.
This really gobsmacked people throughout Australian basketball. And what happened next was Shyla flew from Sydney to Perth for Townsville's game against the Perth Lynx last night. And it was crucial that she got there and suited up last night, because a player must play 7 games to qualify for WNBL finals. And Townsville had exactly 7 games remaining in their home and away season.
In substitution, Shyla Heal comes in for the first time for Townsville.
Townsville in 4th spot, but with Perth Lynx in 5th place coming home hard. And it was sort of a perfect storm because they played last night and the paperwork cleared just in time for Shyla to arrive in Perth and hit the court for Townsville.
We know Shyla is a real talent, so it's always good to get a big talent in mid-season, but has that been received with universal happiness across the league? Like, what was the reaction from Perth?
Perth were really left in the dark about what was going on. They had heard rumblings leading in to the game that Shyla had signed for Townsville.
Obviously, we've got questions like everyone does, but again, we've got to worry about our backyard.
Team sheets need to be submitted 24 hours before a game, and Shyla wasn't on that team sheet. We know now that's because the paperwork hadn't been cleared in time, but I guess Perth Lynx knew that Shyla was there when people around the club saw her come with the Townsville team to the stadium for practice once they arrived in Perth late on Tuesday, and we had official confirmation yesterday she was on the team sheet and was going to play last night. I think Townsville, you know, there's been a bit of talk about, does this interrupt Townsville's chemistry? How would they feel about bringing someone in? Quite a number of those Townsville players, including their captain and Shyla's Opals teammate Lauren Nicholson, played with Shyla in 2020. So I think there's some friendships there. There's chemistry that's been built previously. In terms of the league, there's certainly been a bit of uproar around how can this happen? How can a player swap teams mid-season? But it actually is in the rules, because when Shyla signed for Townsville, she was no longer with Sydney. So yes, it happened very quickly. It's only believed to have happened one time previously before, and that was in 2015. 2015-16 when an import actually at the SAQ Stars, which Shane Heal was coaching at the time, was released midway through the season and was picked up by the Canberra Capitals and played the remaining 11 games of the season for them. I guess the context there is, you know, it's not a big name like Shiley Heal. It wasn't a team trying to make finals and qualifier play in time for finals. So I think those factors have all added a bit of extra juice to what's already a pretty big story.
In terms of Shiley's departure from the Flames, just how would you read that? Is this really a show of solidarity with Dad?
Yeah, I think solidarity is a good word to describe it, and probably a key term, because I believe that Shiley opted not to play for Sydney over the last few weeks in a move of solidarity for her father. It's crucial Shiley plays, and I guess the longer this goes on and the investigation goes on within the Sydney club, if Shiley wasn't going to play, I think that is really impactful for her. There's an Olympics next year. There's a FIBA Asia Cup this year, and Shiley was as recently as a few weeks ago in the Opals extended squad. They've got a camp coming up next month. So it's really crucial that Shiley plays. So the fact that she's made a move, if she had to make a move in order to play for the rest of the season, if that's what she had to do to get on court and play, I think she's made the right move and she's done what she's had to do. You know, she played some decent court time last night in Perth.
Been hauled back to 14, much more manageable heading to half time. And Shiley comes up with a big three to respond.
It's a big step up coming into the point guard position, where you're running plays and really the floor general. And she hadn't even had a practice, you know, really a training session with the team. She's really just flown straight in. So I think for Shiley's immediate future, she needs to be playing. And the fact that she's able to do that at Townsville is definitely a win for her.
Megan Huswaite, thanks so much for unpacking what is an intriguing and complicated story. We'll keep an eye on it. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Patrick. I think there's a lot more to come here.
Headlines. Staying with women's hoops, and Kayla George has landed a big move to the WNBA, where the Australian will play for one of Liz Cambage's old teams, the Las Vegas Aces. The centre's been dominating in the WNBL and returns to the US competition for the first time in 4 years. Football Australia says it's in the dark on a rumoured Women's World Cup sponsorship deal with Visit Saudi. That's the tourism arm of the Saudi Arabian government. In an official statement, FA said they were disappointed to not be consulted prior to a decision being made and have joined with NZ Football to ask FIFA to clarify the situation. I wonder what FIFA might say. American football and sport has lost another luminary to retirement. Tom Brady has hung up the boots again for real this time. He promises.
I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good. I won't be long-winded. You only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year. So
the 45-year-old is the most successful quarterback in the history of the NFL and quit the sport at the conclusion of last season before deciding to go around again. This retirement decision brings his 23-year career to a close. Federer, Serena, now Brady. Someone, please make sure that LeBron, Messi and Rafa are being looked after. And Usman Khawaja has secured his visa and will make the tour of India after all. The rest of the team travelled earlier in the week as he waited for approval from India's High Commission, which he now has. I'm Patrick Stack. This is ABC Sport Daily, produced by Poppy Penny. Some personal news. Always wanted to say that. I'm taking a small break to hang out with our new small human. The pod don't stop. Poppy will be stepping into the studio to give you your sports fix for the next 2 weeks. Meanwhile, if you enjoyed this Hoops yarn, have a listen to our interview with Lauren Jackson. We spoke to her amidst the Opals' run to a bronze medal at the World Cup. It was the definitive comeback story of 2022, and we were lucky to get a front row seat. The link's in the show notes. Thanks to ESPN, The Basketball Show, The Pick and Roll, and Tom Brady's Instagram for the extra audio used in this episode.
Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.